Canto 25. If ever it should come to pass that my long sacred poem, to which heaven and earth for many years, twisting my life awry, have set their hand, should prove its proper worth, and overcome the cruelty that keeps me far from the fair sheepfold of my birth, where once I lay down as a new lamb sleeps, foe to the wolves that war upon it, then, clad in an older voice, a tougher fleece, I'll come back as a poet. Once again, before that font where infants never cease to come to be baptized, I, just as when I took that sacrament, will take the crown of laurel. There I came into the faith that makes souls known to God when he looks down, and now on that account the shining wraith of Peter runs a circle of renown around my brow. At this, a light moved near from that same circle, out of which had come the first fruit of the line Christ left us here to reign as Pope. My lady, brimming some of gladness, said to me, "See, see, behold the baron for whose grave down there below, Galicia, is visited by bold and hardy pilgrims." As the dove will show, when it alights beside its mate, the love it holds, and each will bill and coo and go circling round the other, so above I saw two great and glorious princes wind around each other, while both praised the feast they shared up there. Their joy was unconfined, but when their ceremony of greeting ceased, they both stopped just before me. In such flames my sight turned blank. And smiling, Beatrice said, "Illustrious living soul, Reverend St. James, who wrote of how our royal chapel spread largesse below, make hope resound up here. You can, for you exemplified it all those times when Jesus showed he held most dear the three of you. Sufficient to recall that evening in Gethsemane when you and John and Peter were with him." Whereat the second fire said this, "Adjust your view upward. Stop looking at your shoes like that. Take confidence, for all who climb this high from mortal life are ripened by our rays." Thus reassured, to those hills in the sky, the two apostles, I addressed the gaze they had weighed down before. The second light went on. "Our emperor in his grace wills that you come before your fatal night to meet his noble cohorts face to face in the inner chamber, so that having seen the truth of this court, you will gain in force to spread abroad the one hope that can mean true love below, and is its only source." All the aforesaid being so, tell me what hope is, how it blossomed in your mind, and whence it came to you. But instantly, my Lady Beatrice, infinitely kind, who trained the feathers of my wings to soar so high, replied for me, "That's quickly done. The church in arms has no child with a store of hope like his. It's written in the sun that radiates through all our hosts. Therefore, he comes from Egypt to Jerusalem to see the way it looks before his war is finished." Two more points, and both of them you raised, not for your own enlightenment, but to find out how he will give report that it is dear to you, this heaven-sent virtue of hope. For him, one would have thought, will easily be met, nor need he fear to seem vainglorious. So, with God's grace, his only help, he'll speak and you will hear his answers on these questions in each case. Encouraged thus, I, like a pupil who answers his master, eager and prepared to show he knows his subject through and through, said, "Hope. It is the expectation, spared from all uncertainty, devoid of doubt, of future glory. From the grace divine it springs, although that fact does not leave out the merit of good works. Hope was made mine like light from many stars, but it was first distilled in my heart by the singing King David. In holy numbers so well versed, our Lord of hosts appointed him to sing as sovereign cantor. His divine song goes, 'In you, let them have hope that know your name.' And this, in my faith, everybody knows. He made the rain for us. You did the same in your epistle. So I was fulfilled, to rain your rain on all." I saw the flame flash while I spoke, its living heart instilled with lightning, sudden and repeated. Then it breathed. The love with which I still burn, for the virtue that stayed with me even when they put me to the sword, bids me breathe more to you who so delight in it. Now tell what hope has promised you. And I, the new and ancient scriptures set forth very well the goal that all souls may look forward to that he befriends. And here, are we not there? Isaiah says that each in his own land will be twice clothed in soul and body. Where is that but here? We see on every hand this land is the sweet life, and if we care to read your brother John, he tells us of a white-robed multitude, the selfsame sight made yet more definite. Then from above, as soon as I had finished, "That they might have hope in you," was heard. And all the choirs responded, and among them one bright light shone out. And if the crab contained such fires, winter would have a month without a night lit by that jewel. And as a maiden glad to bless the bride will rise and join the dance, not for the reputation to be had of lightness, but for honor, so my glance was caught by that great splendor which had grown more bright, as it approached the two that wheeled to that song, matching to its lilting theme their burning love. He joined them as they reeled, singing and dancing, and my lady gazed solely on them, a still and silent bride. This is the saint the pelican once raised up to his breast to drink blood. The pierced side of Christ is that bird's bosom. This is John, the one that was selected from the cross so Mary's motherhood might yet go on, with a new son to soothe her for her loss. So much my lady said, but never moved the focus of her gaze when she was done, a fixed intensity already proved sufficiently before she had begun. As one who strives to see, and strains his eyes until they lose the power of sight, the sun, when partly its light lives and partly dies, through incomplete eclipse, so while it spoke, had I become before that last fire. Why submit your vision to this dazzling stroke, looking for what is not here in the sky but in the earth, and is earth, and will stay, with all the other bodies, earth, until our number tallies on the final day with the eternal aim? Search as you will, only two lights, Christ and his mother, wear the double robe of soul and body still after ascending to the cloister. Bear that message when you go back to your world. And at these words the flaming circle fell silent, together with the sound that swirled and mingled, given out by that sweet well of threefold breath. The same way to avoid fatigue or danger, oars that till then struck the water will, the whistle once employed, all stop at once. I could have cursed my luck, when turning to the sight I so enjoyed, my lady, I saw nothing, though I stood beside her, there where all things should be good.